Welcome to the Grind is Ugly Podcast. I am your humble, gracious host, Kyle Allen. And this is the Grind is Ugly Podcast. Welcome. You know, people, we're at a crossroads, I feel like, in society. And really with, we're losing. I think I read an article that said that this is the first time 2021 or 2020 was the first time that we, more people died than we were born. Okay. And why that bothers me is not because of the stat, you know, stats are stats, but it's because the real, this is what I'm thinking, guys. So many of our leaders are dying. They're dying. And what I'm getting from the younger generation and our generation, speaking to my generation as well, but not so much as, unfortunately, the younger generation, is simply the lack of work ethic. We just don't have, and I'm not talking in absolutes. I'm saying there, of course, are some kids out here that are millionaires at five by doing TikToks. And I'm not going to be a hater to that because, you know, you're making money and all that's fine. But unfortunately, one day your TikTok won't be funny. And one day that will dry up. And one day you won't be young. You won't look that good. You won't be able to leverage your looks. You won't be able to leverage the fact that you're light skinned with curly hair. You won't be able to do it. No one will care. You'll be older. It's a young man's game, so to speak, in a lot of ways with the content game. Anyway, my point is, we are creating, I don't know what's going on, a generation of kids that think of entrepreneurship as a real option. And what I mean by that, I don't mean that it's not a real option. What I'm saying is they're not willing to work, but they want to be entrepreneurs. And that's an oxymoron. Entrepreneurship, you probably work harder being an entrepreneur than if you were a salary worker. That's all subjective. But if you're trying to get something off the ground, you gotta go hustle, grind, nonstop. Every day, every hour. There's no such thing as, oh, one day I'll just be able to chill. No, you'll never be able to chill. And the bottom line is, a lot of people are substituting hard work with wishes. I wish, I'm going to, that might happen. I'm gonna just keep doing this. You know, you're tripping, no. There is work required to live in this life. You can't substitute. There's no substitute for hard work. And I'm seeing a trend where people don't want to work. And I'm not knocking anyone. I'm not disrespecting anyone. But how many t-shirt companies can we come out with? How many t-shirt? We all have access to custom ink. We all have access. I'm not knocking the hustle. If you really believe in your brand, you are going to work like a dog. Then go shoot for the moon. Go hard. The grind is ugly. Go hard. But if you think I'm about to buy your shirt for $40 and you just went and got Hanes t-shirts and put your logo on it and you're charging me $30, that's just asinine. That's just asinine. It's what's happening. And then people will get mad. Well, no one's supporting me. Bro, I have children. I can't just throw you 25, man. Anyway, my point in this is hard work is never going to go out of business. It's never going to go out of style. It's never going to be extinct. The hard workers will always rise. And whatever rise means, they will still rise. There's this, and I've spoken about it before, but there's almost this notion of like, well, you only, like, I make okay money, man. I'm doing okay in life decently, right? But there's so many people that like won't even, and I'm trying not to say like as much in my vocabulary. There are people that travel the world, but will never tell you what they do for a living. And that is an automatic red flag for me. No one ever knows what you do, but you're always traveling. You're always doing this. You're always going here. Well, what do you do for a living? They couldn't tell you. So my point is that there's a mirage out here of people will see on Instagram, people traveling, they're going here, they're eating out every night, they're doing this, they're going here. And you'll look at your life, it's not sexy. You might be working and you might go, man, well, what am I doing wrong? I'm depressed. I hate my job. I hate this. You don't hate your job. You don't hate your life. You are comparing to something that's not real. And it's causing people to be depressed, people to be sad, people to feel less than. People, I encourage you to look at what you have and remind yourself that nothing you see is real. Most of it is a fraud. It's not real. Lobster costs a lot of money. I cannot afford ribeyes and steak from Ruth Chris every week, baby. If you're eating it right, if you go in there decent and getting the lobster mac and the yams, and then you want to get the, you want to do all that, you want to get the ribeye, you want to get the stuffed chicken breast with the cheese that explodes, that's a $200 meal. Might get a glass of wine. That's now a $300 meal. Hey, man, I don't know about you, but I can't afford that. I looked to book up a trip to me and my family to Hawaii. Well, I'm gonna need about 15 grand to get there. And I'm gonna get there. But my point is, it's a cost to get there. There's a cost to do life. There's a cost to get healthy. There's a cost for being unhealthy. There's a cost for everything you want in this life. Don't let social media fool you. It costs. Life costs. Thank you for listening to Grind Is Ugly Podcast. I am your humble host, Kyle Allen. Life costs.